Great Country Q94. It is Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinar from Dunkin' Donuts. And here I am with my delicious Dunkin' Donuts and Maple Long John, as you finally did pay up on your debt.
I did. When I picked it up, the worker said, "Oh, are you finally paying Lori?" And I'm like, "What is this?" I said, "Well, we know you owe her." So,
and they were like, "Why would Kyle be drinking a caramel iced coffee?"
Yeah, it's not a thing.
And a maple long john.
Not a thing, definitely.
Yeah, so I definitely appreciate it. And
biggest surprise was what they had. They had chocolate long johns left too. So I got a couple of those for the staff here and a couple of maples. I was shocked that they had chocolate left.
Right. You know, the last time I went, they didn't have maple left.
Whatever.
Anyhow, we're almost, well, we are midway through November.
Yeah, this is officially the season where you can say, "I'll get back to you after the holidays," right?
Yeah, let's touch base after the holidays. Yeah. Like, this is that awkward time where you don't really want to, like, start a big project.
Right.
Like, I've started some 2025, like, proposals and stuff, and I'm like, ooh, okay. Like, I'll send these out. Get back to me after the new year.
This is also the time where City Hall reminds myself and the rest of my staff that we still have time off to use before the end of the year.
Oh.
And so it's like a hustle and bustle that fit in days off, but yet still have to accomplish things that you need to accomplish.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to lose those days, right? That always stinks. And years ago, several years ago, right after I became chief, I went to personnel committee once because I had a bunch of vacation time and asked if I could carry some over. And I learned at that meeting that that's not what vacation time is intended for. They would like you to use it. So I have made a better effort in using my vacation time. So, but I still have to use quite a bit of it before the end of the year.
Well, speaking of City Hall, it's also budget season.
Yeah. So this past Thursday, I attended the budget meeting at 4 o'clock at City Hall with Finance, and they fit the square peg into a round hole again.
I know we've talked about this off air that, you know, there's a lot that goes into planning a city budget. You are one, I don't want to say small, but you're one cog in that.
Yeah.
Big piece of the city budget.
Yep.
Now you might obviously believe your department is
yep.
the most important.
Yep.
Well, the street department's going to say, no, yep. we are.
One of the roles of every department head is to advocate for your department. And so that's what my job is as the police chief, is to make sure that, you know, the finance committee believes that we're the most important part. But I attend those for a couple different reasons. I like to see the bigger picture. I like to know what the sewer plant and water department and street department need, and what the airport needs, and all those things, and how those things interact with what my needs are. And I can say that every department this year had to make sacrifices. There was a fairly considerable amount of funds, 300,000 plus, that were cut from the initial budget. So you go through and figure out priorities and needs versus wants, and things that you can maybe kick down the court to another year. And then, you know, again, try to fit that square peg into a round hole. And the finance and really our city clerk and city administrator racked their brains over how do we make this work, and they made it work again. And I'm sure, you know, I've said this before in private at family functions, nobody likes paying taxes. I've never met anybody that's like, "Yes, I get to pay my taxes this year." Nobody likes that. Nobody likes when their taxes go up. That's just not something that anybody enjoys. But I can say, just from a department head standpoint and being part of the finance meetings, the finance committee and city council and our city leadership that put these budgets together, they don't like raising taxes either. That's not something that they go into a budget season with a goal of doing. It just isn't. So a huge, for me personally, thank you to those folks that are responsible for those things and making those pieces fit in together and still be able to accomplish the core mission of what a police department and a water department and a sewer department and street department and fire department and airport department and library, all these things come together so we can still, you know, maintain our core performance of what we need to do.
Nobody wants their taxes to raise. Nobody also wants, you know, their streets to not be plowed.
Right.
For there not to be police officers on duty, all that stuff. It's a tightrope that you gotta walk.
Yeah, it's a balancing act for sure. And again, you know, people could scoff at this. I'm sure there's people listening that are like, "Oh no, they don't care about our taxes." But really, you know, we go into that whole adventure with a mind of how do we not raise taxes? How do we make this work and not raise property taxes?
Because everything, the cost of everything else has risen.
Everything has gone up. If you're going to check out at the local grocery store, your bills have gone up. Well, we shop at the same places. You know, when right. we need to wash our squad cars, we're going to, you know, vehicle maintenance businesses and paying for shampoo that is now $3 or $4 more a bottle than what we previously paid for. So all of those things have to meet our needs, but we have to be reasonable and be aware of the money that we spend. So
you have to be held accountable.
Yeah, and you know, these last few years have been really challenging for us because we've been short-staffed, and we've had to fill a lot of shifts with overtime, and that's been taxing on our staff for picking up shifts. It's also been taxing on our budget because we haven't had the bodies. I think we've been 17 days or something in the last 2 years we've been full-staffed, and there's a multitude of reasons for that, but we have two people that are in the bullpen right now waiting to go to the academy and bring us full-staffed. Their graduation date is tentatively set for May 15th. So we're still not full staff. And so those shifts have to be filled. We don't fill shifts entirely. I started 22 years ago as a part-timer, and our shifts have been filled the same way for 22 years, with partial shifts, with people holding over, with people being called in, with supervisors picking up differences, with detectives picking up patrol positions. It just hasn't changed. What has changed is the difficulty in finding people to work and retention of those people, because there's a lot of options out there, and policing isn't for everybody. And we're learning more and more that good hearted and minded people are leaving our professions in droves because of a multitude of different reasons. So
it's hard to recruit people.
It's difficult, but we don't have things to offer that the private sector has to offer. We just don't. I mean, that's the reality. You're going to work nights and weekends. You're going to work holidays. Somebody's got to work Christmas.
You're going to work in a dangerous situation.
You're not going to get a thank you every day.
Right.
And you know, you're going to deal with some things that nobody else wants to deal with.
You're not going to get an expense account.
No.
you're not going to say, hey, you know, take this client out for a $200 meal.
Doesn't happen. There's no Christmas bonuses.
That doesn't happen in radio either.
There's no profit sharing. There's nothing like that.
That doesn't happen in radio
no?
either.
Okay.
No. I've never worked in a job where I've gotten that. I keep trying to find one.
Well, it's interesting because I have family. One of my cousins used to work for Target at like their corporate headquarters in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. And, you know, he would talk about making his own hours, and they had like beanbag chairs to sit in, and they could, you know, they had like food service things where they could go through buffets and eat for next to nothing. And
that doesn't happen in radio.
Yeah, it doesn't happen in the police department too. I joke once in a while because I'll go to our kitchen area and like open up the fridge and I'm like, gosh, we need to get an executive chef in here or something to make our meals, but it just doesn't happen. So
never works out.
No.
Well, one other thing I know you want to talk about is, of course, it is November 16th, alternate side parking.
Yeah, alternate side parking is always a hot topic this time of the year. It is not something that we like look forward to. It's not.
I don't think it's something anybody looks forward to.
No.
I understand the purpose behind it.
Yeah.
I really, really do. I get it.
So it started on the 15th. We typically do not issue citations until the first snowfall. So that's one of our rules of thumb. Over the years, we have enforced it all winter long, whether there's snow on the ground or not. We've tried to be more reasonable with that. And when there is snow and maintenance happening on the roadways, we enforce it. When it's not, you'll get a warning. And so we try to stick with that. But it's still enforceable. We're not the only city that has this rule.
No.
There's cities all over the country.
Even, there are some that you can't even park on the streets during the winter.
Yeah. Well, there's even cities that have alternate side parking that aren't in snow zones.
Yeah.
They use them for street sweeping and
yes.
you know, street maintenance and stuff.
And again,
so,
it makes sense. I understand it.
Yeah.
You appreciate it when you wake up in the morning and your street has been cleared.
Yeah.
But after a snowfall.
But it's also
an
annoyance.
But when you realize at 11:30
yeah.
you're parked on the wrong side
yep.
of the street, that's when and
yeah.
you got to, you know, pat out there in your pajamas and snow boots, realizing you got to move your car to the other side of the road. That's when
yep.
I maybe speaking from experience,
yeah.
maybe.
You're like, oh, shoot.
We're on the wrong side.
So just to clarify, on even nights, that means after midnight, because the ordinance runs from, it starts at 12:01 a.m., right? So on even
nights. That's what I'm saying, at 11:30 when you realize you're on the wrong side.
So on even nights, you park on the east and south side. On odd nights, you park on the west and north side. And one of the first comments on our Facebook page was, well, can't you just make this easier and say on odd nights you park on the odd numbered side and on even nights you park on the even numbered side? And that's what it is. Here's the problem. If I would have said park on the even side, people don't understand. Not everybody understands the numbering of streets. And so that's why I tried to keep it as north, south, east, west, because most people know north, south, east, west most of the time. But yeah, if you look at the house number, and it's an even number, and it's an even date after midnight, you park on that side of the street. So, that's a simple fix. It, once in a while, we get complaints of, well, I just followed my neighbors. Don't follow your neighbors. look at the house number and figure it out that way, because sometimes your neighbors are wrong.
I used to do this with recycling.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, I look and see, do my neighbors have their recycling out? Well, my neighbors are a retired couple.
Okay.
They don't go through a lot of recycling.
Sure. Yeah.
They don't go through a lot of garbage. You know, it's just the two of them. So I had to stop doing that, because all of a sudden I was like, I haven't put my recycling out for a month and a half. I think it's your neighbors aren't recycling.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's that time of the year. We're both, I think you're in the same boat. We're both hoping for no snow for a while.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Me too.
It can snow like maybe December 23rd and then be done, so that everybody can travel on the 24th and 25th.
Okay. I wasn't tracking you there, but I get it. You still have a white Christmas, but you can still get what you need to go.
You have a white Christmas, but you can get where you need to go.
Yep.
I like that.
And then we're done for the season.
We're done.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy last year when it snowed for like a week and then it was done.
Yeah.
That was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
We could just do that again.
Yeah.
got like 2 feet of snow.
I'm definitely in that boat. I'm not a snow fan in any way, shape, or form, because people forget how to drive when it snows.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm very much, you know, I drive about 30 minutes to work. I'm somebody who likes to get in. That's kind of my like downtime, mm-hmm. my like relaxation time, put my cruise on, I drive.
Yep.
I don't like it when my drive becomes stressful.
Oh, sure.
I don't like that. I don't like when my drive home adds stress.
Yeah, so let's all be in the boat of no snow this winter, except for December 23rd, and then it's over on the 25th, and we're good to go.
And we're just good to go.
Yep.
It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinar from Dunkin' Donuts in Prairie du Chien.